handle the truth. Truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. This is your host, Tim Spencer, and Lori is also on the line. Today is Saturday, the third day of February in the year of our Lord, 2018. Before we keep going on the plants and all that, a couple of housekeeping announcements. One, I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. This is a reference site with hundreds of free downloads, literally hundreds of articles. I think you'd enjoy it. Like I said, it's a reference and resource site, not an entertainment site. But anyway, I think you might like that. While you're there, you might want to check out our flash drives. We have what we call a Survival Library flash drive, with over 1,570 documents, books, and stuff like that on it. Just general good information, whether you be working on an old military generator or wanting to learn how to can vegetables and meats, or, you know, how to do fencing, take a look at the index. All you do is click on the red and black flash drives on the top right, or middle right, I'm sorry, now, of every page of ruralsurvival.info. They cost $59.95, and that includes shipping to the U.S. All right, we have Richard in Minnesota on line 9. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning. I had some suggestions for that mouse trap.
Yeah.
What have you always done is take a 5-gallon pail, put a board up there, stand the handle up, a string from the middle, and the mouse goes up and tries to reach for it, falls in the pail. You put them outside your buildings and around the yard, around other sheds or woods, and you'll catch every mouse on the place. And you can put antifreeze in the bottom.
You're right about that. You know, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that. But, you know, when our feed shed gets stuck, you know, winds up having a lot of mice in it, we'll take a scoop of sweet feed and put it in an empty 55-gallon drum, and you catch almost all of them in one night like that.
Yep, you know? Even a stovepipe.
And then we just pour that out to the chickens, and the chickens eat them. And so you're right, though. You're absolutely right. I completely forgot about that.
Yep, and then back to the chicken problem, the lady that called in. I raise a lot of chickens. And get the minerals bounced out, and that disease will go away.
I say that one more time, Richard. I miss what you said.
If you can get the minerals bounced out, minerals and the feed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep, that should go away, that disease there. So.
Yeah, well, that's one that we've never had to deal with, thankfully.
Okay.
What kind of chicken
do
you have?
Oh, we got a whole variety of them. We got about 70 of them.
Well, that's our.
They're outside in the snow.
We have.
Yep. Yeah, they're out in the snow like today. They're all picking around, and it's a little above zero. They go out in the wintertime, and they're back in the barn every night.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That helps a lot, too, for disease if they can get out when they're not cooped up in the moisture. The humidity builds up so bad in the chicken coop that they. That disease
spreads.
Yeah,
it does. Well, we've got a big pen. We've got a. Let me see, it's 16 by 40 outside pen for them. Unless we're right out there with them, we can't let them out to roam like you can there. I mean, the foxes will come up right in the middle of the day and grab them. The hawks, oh man, the hawks are terrible here.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally have to sit out and babysit them if you let them out of the pen.
Okay. No, I put over the top of my big pen where I keep them in. I got concrete wire. You can buy that 6 foot wide, 6x6 mesh.
Right.
And then I use old garage doors. You can go to any company that has garage door runners, the channels, and I make a framework with that up about 7 feet high and tie them all together with a few posts, and you can cover a pretty big area for way under $100.
That's what we've got. Yeah. Actually, we don't. What we have is we used the real heavy stainless steel electric fence wire, and we ran that from the top of the chicken coop building down to posts in the ground at the far end of the pen, pulled them tight with turnbuckles, and then put poultry netting over the top. And
for
accomplishing just what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So. Do you have a problem with hawks up there?
Oh, yes, they're around. They bounce off the pen. Eagles, we got more eagles than anything. You can go anywhere and find eagles every day.
We got them here, too, but not that thick, thankfully.
We got about six roosters with them, and they really watch. And then something's around in the bird, they make a noise, and all chickens die for cover, or they freeze, and then the birds don't bother them.
Right. Yeah, we had a golden eagle try to pick off one of our ducks. It grabbed it by the head, and my daughter saw it happen. The only thing that saved the duck, but the duck laid there on the ground for about 20 minutes. My daughter thought it was dead, went out, picked it up, and it was alive.
the shock knocks them all when they hit them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up another point. Somebody called in last week here about chickens with organic eggs. A lot of them don't realize if you don't have a rooster, you don't have fertile eggs, and those eggs cause cholesterol. I'm an herbalist, and I do blood work or microscope work, and it makes a big difference if that egg is not a whole food or a whole egg, like the Bible talks about a whole food. It causes cholesterol. It needs to have a rooster, so that's a fertile egg. Then it helps to reduce cholesterol.
Well, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way all of ours are anyway. But,
yeah.
All right, now while I got you on the phone, and since you're an herbalist, what's your opinion on duck eggs?
If you can keep a duck laying, they're good. They have different kind of minerals. They have a different mineral consistency because of what they eat, because of what a duck likes more, more watery stuff and things like that.
All I know is I like the taste of duck eggs better than chicken eggs, myself, personally.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, I thought they were just as healthy.
Yeah, no, as long as you can keep them laying and want to put up with all the water and the mess the ducks make.
We got
a lot of Amish here.
Make a mess on.
Yep. We have a lot of Amish in the area, and they have duck eggs for sale. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our local Mennonite and Amish population here don't care for ducks. At least I never see the duck eggs for sale. I wish I did. That's how we get, fresh stock in, as far as bloodlines go, is by, buying eggs alongside the road that have been treated right and, haven't been refrigerated or washed.
Right, yeah. We just had a guy on the radio today had a whole bunch of organic eggs just picked. I know it's my neighbor here. He sells them for people at hatcheries that want to hatch or incubate eggs.
Yeah, well, that's
just
$2
a dozen. Yeah, $2 a dozen. So.
It's a whole lot better than paying $2 a chicken.
Yep. No, we got two incubators. We hatch a lot of our own.
Yeah.
So my neighbor down the road got over 400 chickens, and they just keep hatching their own. There's nests and little baby chickens coming out all the time over there in the barn.
My daughter just corrected me. Chickens are now $4.50 each for the babies. Oh, the ducks. I'm sorry, the ducks. I apologize.
The ducks, yeah. Ducks are up there. Yep, they're expensive. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Richard. Hope you call back again next week.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Next, we're going to Diane in Texas and on line 3. Good morning, Diane.
Well, good morning. I'm calling in on the chickens.
Oh, good.
I don't know if people have problems with these extreme temperatures, causing their layers to cut back a little bit. But something we've done.
You do.
Well, my folks and everybody I've known takes like a gallon of water, put all your scraps in it, whether it be potato peelings or whatever. I had an abundance of kale last year, so I dehydrated a lot of it. And I just rehydrate that in the water and a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And that will keep your hands.
I bet they love that.
They do love it, and I wouldn't put any more than a teaspoon in. You know, you want to warm them up, not light them up. But
right.
But anyway, it really works. It keeps them warm in these extreme temperatures. And, you know, cayenne's a healing herb anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And that may help some of the other diseases, too.
I'm sure it does. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, it going as natural as we can go. For one thing, it's cheaper.
Yeah, most definitely. But anyway,
yeah,
that was my fun facts and Owen Tell, and it's always worked for me, so.
Well, that's great. I think I'm going to make an effort to try that. I hadn't tried the cayenne.
It works great.
I never really thought about it.
Right. I didn't know somebody had called in before. It is, and like I said, it works. I've lived it all my life, so I know it works.
Right, right.
So,
wow.
Anyway, that's my tip for the day.
Well, thank you, Diane. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we go to Rick in Missouri on line 9. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Spencers. How's it going?
Going good, buddy.
All right.
How are you doing today?
Hey, you know, well, I used that break to glue my tongue drum together while I was listening to the show. So I'm doing great, man. I'm getting stuff done. Hey, so with respect to prepping and skills, I wonder if I can mention a couple things that that have come to my attention. Sure. Well, there is this. I think probably everybody who's been listening knows that my heroes over the last couple of years have been these famous, well, or I guess they're famous in small circles, these market gardeners who have become massively successful at growing huge amounts of food on very small acreage. I'm talking quarter acre. One of the guys' name is Curtis Stone. And he's from the west side of Canada, up, I forget the name of the town, but it's up closer to British Columbia, but north of there. He put out a fascinating video, this week, and it's interesting. It's very short. It's 5 minutes, and it doesn't have anything at all to do with gardening. And it's called, I watch every YouTube that these guys put out just to see what's going on because I'm very curious about these things. But he put out one called Three Things That Changed My Life. And it's fascinating. This guy lives a, you know, pretty hard life. You know, the life of a farmer is a difficult thing. You know, it's in large part, it's a sun up to sun down endeavor. And, you know, anybody who's trying to do that in, you know, 5 hours is probably going to be just about as successful as that at that as they probably were at their previous job. But this guy, the three things, you might want to watch it. It's kind of cool. It's only 5 minutes. He talks about beginning his day being grateful for things. And so in that, he finds that, you know, through all the negativity that you get out of the social media and, you know, of course, off the Internet, I mean, there's a lot of it, you know, there isn't much positive going on lately, unless
that's
you're
true.
Talking, of course, about the release of the memo. But the he says that these things don't affect him nearly as much. The second thing, and I know, Tim, this is your favorite, cold showers. So gratitude, cold showers, and fasting. He is doing that new thing that Dr. Myers has been talking about. It's all the rage. Putting your body into a state of ketosis by eating things like caffeine, fatty foods, all these sorts of things, good fats. Not talking about sucking fat off pork chops, but you know you're talking about the omega-3s, you know, olive oil, coconut oil, all those kinds of things, and then not eating again for 18 hours. It would be more like a caveman type diet, you know, where you kill an animal, you eat it, and then, you know, it's a while before you get your next one. This is what that does. When you get that much that many medium chain triglycerides in your system, it is not only crazy healthy for you. It is the food that your brain eats. So, you know, you're going to be healthier and happier. And I'm not sure that I'm not sure I feel about fasting for 18 hours. But anyway, it's a fascinating video. And if you want to watch it, it's only 5 minutes. What I wanted to mention what it is that I love about prepping, about the whole concept of it, the entire concept. And for the most part, it is that, you know, you're becoming self-reliant. You've got this ongoing educational process, which I think is good for you. I think I don't know, there's probably a saying out there that says when you're not learning, you're dying or something like that. I think you should always be learning something. I think that's the key. Yeah, I think happy people are people who are engaged in one way or another, you know, still have curiosity. They're still trying to learn. I think with being self-reliant, I think there's a certain confidence and peace of mind that comes with it. I'm addicted to those things. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, if that makes me weak, tough. You know, when it comes to being, I like feeling confident, and I like peace of mind that comes from knowing how to do things. And then, of course, there's just the, you know, always getting your questions answered. What if? You know, what if this? What if that?
Right.
The other thing is, and of course, you know, I think all of us are kind of waiting for something bad to happen, you know, something, whether it's going to be what, you know, whether the deep state is successful at collapsing the dollar, the economy, or whether they actually do finally nuke Hawaii successfully, whatever it is they're up to. And, you know, I think,
right.
I don't know if we can all agree that they're always up to no good, but I just think by definition, they're always up to no good. But, you know, it's,
well,
nothing,
I agree with you.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure it's a conspiracy theory at this point, but, you
well,
know, I
it's
think...
it's no longer a conspiracy theory, that's for sure. I mean, it's a conspiracy fact. I mean, look at the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something that's supposed to be a charity, and look where that's gone.
They're still sitting on $96 million of Haitian relief money. But you know, I know they mean well. What I was going to say was that the skills, you know, the prepping skills that you learn, whether it's raising chickens, or beekeeping, or learning to grow your own food, which by the way, I cannot suggest strongly enough that everybody learn to do that, because you're in control of your own food supply, and you don't have to poison it, you don't have to round up it. You know, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. You're in control. Even if we don't have an EMP, or even if the central banks get away with printing so much money that we never have that collapse, which I just can't picture, you still have these skills. I mean, you know, you can't tell me that you get up one morning and say, we didn't have a collapse. I'm so disappointed I learned to grow my own food. I can't picture people saying that. So
no, I don't think they do.
No. This is a fascinating thing to me. I don't know if you've ever done this. If you go on YouTube and you start typing in a search, you put in how, and it'll give you the top three suggestions. And I always have to laugh about this, because if you type in the word how, it's the top three most popular searches is what they're giving you. Do you know what the most popular house search is? You're never going to believe
this. I don't know.
No, it's nothing prurient. How to make slime. That's number one on the list. You know, the green slime that kids play with? That's number one. Yeah. And then the second one is how to draw. And the third one gives me hope for humanity. How to tie a tie. The third one is how to tie a tie. And, you know, I think that is funny and cute, because I guess these millennials, they finally get to a point where their father didn't show them how to tie a tie. They suddenly realize they got to go for a job interview, And here they stand looking in the mirror with a tie in their hand, and there's, you know, then suddenly their pit of their stomach drops out and they realize they're screwed. So, a side note, if your tie, if your knot is flat on one side, okay, you're tying a single Windsor, and I am not at all in favor of that. If you're going to learn to tie a tie, learn to tie a tie. Tie a double Windsor, or don't tie anything, or get a bow tie, but, you know, don't insult us all with a single Windsor. That's my own personal feelings. So I do a lot of typing in how to grow, you know. So if you, and this is a funny thing too, and I know I'm not trying to waste your time, but if you type in, I will wait till you come back.
Hey, it's break time, buddy. Hang on just a minute, okay? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the third day of February in the year of our Lord, 2018. Right now, we're speaking with Rick in Missouri on line 9.
Good morning. I'm back.
Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, are the callers piling up behind me here?
No, actually, there's nobody behind you, Rick.
All right. Well, what I was going to say was, you know, I do a lot of typing into the YouTube search box, how to grow this and that, and I made a mistake about 2 or 3 weeks ago on your show. I said that I was interested in growing scallions. That is not the case. Scallions are just spring onions. I meant to say shallots. Shallots are, to me, that is an amazing thing. They're about half onion, half garlic, and if you put them in just about anything, you can tell it immediately because it's so pleasant. But I was typing in, well, before I do that, if you type in how to grow, you know what the suggestions pop up? The two top suggestions, how to grow hair fast, which won't help me at all, And, by the way, studies over the last 5 years, yeah, show that women of all ages prefer men with less hair than more. So, by all means, guys, grow lots of hair and make me look good. The second one,
go.
And this just blows, yeah, the second one blows me away, how to grow a beard. So for you young people out there that are wondering
that,
how
doesn't
to
that
do,
just sort of come natural, how to grow a beard? There people are actually searching that.
Number two, it's number two in the entire world, how to grow a beard. This is how you do it. Take your razor in your hand, walk over to the toilet, turn your back to the toilet, and walk about two steps, throw the razor over your shoulder, and if you hear a clink and a sploosh, that's when your beard's going to start to grow right away. So that's that's an easy one. Yeah, that's an easy one for me. I can answer these kinds of questions all day long. So with respect to the shallots, not scallions, you plant them like garlic. So in other words, you take your shallot bulbs and you put them in the fall. And
right.
I got to tell you, I'm not at all certain. See, when you go to the store, they're $5 a pound, darn it. I mean, they're expensive.
Wow.
And they're worth it. I mean, they're so doggone good. I don't know if you saw the second Hannibal Lecter film where Hannibal Lecter took that crooked cop and sawed the top of his skull off, and then while he was tied to the kitchen table, he started taking slices of his brain and cooking them in shallots, and the guy was doped up and didn't even know it. You remember that?
Oh, boy.
Remember that?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, the guy was perfectly awake, and anyway, what was funny, because he was cooking his own brain, and the guy goes, is that shallots? And he says, why, yes, it is. Anyway, even shallots are even good if you're cooking your own brain, they're still good. Let me get back to the prepping, though. In the 1800s, skills were the order of the day. I wasn't going to watch it, but there's a fascinating YouTube out there that I thought sounded kind of chumpy. So I wasn't going to watch it, and I started watching it. I thought, well, I'll turn this. I had my finger on the button. I'm going to turn this off any second. It was called Four Reasons Why Preppers Will Become Marauders. And you can watch it. It's not very long. But basically what they're suggesting is that preppers are toy collectors, and they like to collect what they like. Guns, they'll get all this, bulletproof vests and helmets, combat boots, thigh holsters, and they want to run around looking like a commando, but they don't actually have the survival skills that a normal, everyday grandma from the 1800s had. They wouldn't know how to dress a hog. They wouldn't, or deer for that matter, or they wouldn't know how to plant any food. They wouldn't know how to clean water. They wouldn't know anything. So in order to survive, you're going to get to that situation where all they can basically do is to run around the countryside with their gun collection and steal, which it's an interesting thought.
Yeah, it is. Rick, please hang on through this next break.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we'll be back in 4 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from heartdrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last...
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today we have been talking with our callers about any subject, and right now we are on the line with Rick in Missouri. Rick, you want to go ahead?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to talk about the skill thing, but there is a thing out there that if you don't have chickens, you might not know this. And this interesting thing, when a chicken lays an egg, they sing like a little victory song. You guys have heard it.
Oh, yeah.
It goes on for a good 60 seconds, maybe longer. And it doesn't matter which chicken it is. You can always tell when one of them has successfully laid an egg, no matter where you are, because it's a loud song. I know what you guys are thinking. I don't know what that song sounds like. But if you heard it, you'd know it. It sounds like this. It sounds like, I laid an egg, a beautiful egg, come see my egg. And it just goes around and around and around. Lori, I was going to make you sing that with me, but I don't know. Maybe you're not in the mood. If you've never heard it before, you'll know it when you hear it. The skills that I've got a brother who's a nice guy and an avid, well, he thinks he's a prepper, but really what he is more of a collector. He likes to collect things. And as far as I know, he's either got, I've lost track, either four or five tractors, more implements than you could possibly use in a lifetime if you used one a week. But he has no seeds. He has, if I've mentioned this before, I apologize, but and even if he had the seeds, you wouldn't know what to do with them because he's not practicing any of his skills. You know, you would think, well, you know, I would like to try to plant some things, you know, before it's an absolute emergency, but no, he's not going to do that. My assessment of the situation is that the just-in-time delivery system that we're also fond of, I suppose, because everything that we always want and need is basically delivered by a truck to a place, in some cases, 100 yards from your house or a couple miles, whichever, but you know exactly where to go to get what you want. You always know where it's going to be. You even know what it's going to cost. And that system is nice, but with it,
it's so very fragile.
Yeah, it is. And what freaks me out is that it has created this entire, two generations of neutered, vulnerable, and in the case of the later generation, these texting petulant little kids that they have absolutely no skills and they don't know anything about anything. It's amazing. I watched a kid the other day figure out that his fingernails grew from his cuticle, not from the end. He had a mark on his fingernail, and he noticed it was moving. So he finally figured out that his nails didn't keep growing out from the ends; they were growing actually out from his cuticles. You should have seen the look on his face. And I'm like, well, okay, you know, that's better late than never, I guess. But you know, this is probably. I like the just-in-time delivery system, and I'm totally willing to use it for what it's worth. But it is absolutely no excuse for not learning how to take care of yourself. It's just not.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
well, I think there's this normalcy bias, which you and I have talked about before, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Deep down, people, they understand on a mental level that this next day delivery system could go away literally in hours. It could just evaporate, and it wouldn't take that much to do it or to make that happen. But at the same time, they're in this emotional denial that they can't let themselves believe it could ever go away. You know, everything's going to be the same tomorrow and the day after as it was today and yesterday. And I think people really and truly deep down in their gut believe that. And to me, that is extremely dangerous.
You know, yeah, and then there's the selective amnesia. I said to a guy the other day who's 71, I said something about Superstorm Sandy, and he goes, I was talking about, you know, how the shelves went bare in no time. And he looked at me with this weird look on his face, and I said, Superstorm Sandy. And he says, what was it about? I said,
oh boy,
you know, where New Jersey was, yeah. And I thought,
about 85
you know what?
Mile an hour winds and a lot of panic was what it was about.
Yeah, in a place where it never happens. And I said, how in hell did you forget about that? So, you know, not only, you know, are people selectively ignoring what I think is obvious, they seem to forget bad things so quickly, you know, and on the one hand, I envy them because I think they must be happier than I am. On the other hand, though, you know, when the poop hits the fan, they're going to be useless to everybody, including their own children, there is a concept I cannot celebrate with them. I want them to be happy, but at the same time, if something happens, how unhappy are they going to be? It's just going to be brutal. And, you know, we're talking about people who I've given the book, which I should mention this one more time, James Wesley Rawls, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. It's not a fictional work. It's not a non-fictional work.
It's more of a kind of a how-to manual. You can read the chapters individually. You can read them out of order. And it approaches subjects like cleaning water, food, how to store it, even precious metals, weapons, you know, how to defend yourself. It approaches all the interesting subjects. Mine looks like a phone book that was left in an old town way too long. It's dog-eared, highlighted, you know, half a page is missing. I've been through that thing upside and down. If you don't have a copy of that book, you might want to grab it. It's very useful to answer certain sorts of questions. But, you know, with respect to the, if I can change the subject a little bit,
sure.
With respect to the upcoming gardening season, growing your own food, there is something that I don't necessarily want people to miss out on this. There is a Johnny's Selected Seeds. I'm not the biggest fan of Johnny's. Their service is good, but their prices are a little high. But they are good for certain things. And they have a proprietary lettuce mix called Salanova. And you'll see this if you look at any YouTubes from Curtis Stone or John Martin Fortier, or another guy I really like is a big old husky man. And I don't know his name, but he's got something called Never Sink Farms. And this is a guy who damn near went out of business trying to do everything all at once, raise chickens, raise pigs, grow crops.
Right.
But he simplified and optimized everything, and now he is financially doing very well. Salanova is a red and green. It comes mixed, and you can put it in. It's some of the most delicious lettuce that I have ever had, and I'm really looking forward to growing that again next year. And with all of these three farms, you find that that is their biggest moneymaker. It's their biggest moneymaker because the stuff is so good that all of these supermarkets and restaurants can't get enough of it. So, you know, they sell. Yeah, and you can grow it too. Just, you know, call Johnny's and tell them you need some Salanova seeds and you know, you can have it. You know, there's a saying out there that farmers eat like kings. I'm sure it's true because in order for a king to eat, he has to go see the farmer. And, you know, I highly suspect before the king ever got anything, the farmer ate some too. So, you know, I mean, there's no reason why you can't eat well. It's not a difficult thing. It just requires a certain amount of effort. I will say this about that. All of these people, whether it's John Martin Fortier or Curtis Stone, have put out these market gardening courses, these courses on how to do what they do, which is grow lots of food in a small area. But one thing they haven't done, which Never Sink Farms has done, is fascinating to me. Never Sink Farms has two courses out there. One is a course for the market gardener, and these courses are always $2,000. It's an online course.
Oh, wow.
So you're I know it's expensive, but Never Sink Farms has something, and I'm kind of thinking about it, $297. It will teach you the same techniques, but for the backyard gardener, I'm not convinced I need it because I've seen every single YouTube these guys have ever done, and I'm wondering what could they put in here that's new, you know? So, if you go to Never Sink Farms, if you're interested, the online market course is available, and it will show you these high-intensity gardening techniques that you can use to create gigantic amounts of food in a short period of time in a small space in perhaps an emergency situation, which is, you know, the whole reason that I am interested in it. As I said before, I don't want to go to a farmer's market, but, you know, if I ever have to produce lots and lots of food. You know, it's kind of fun, too, is last year, you know, we couldn't eat nearly what I grew, and I wound up giving the bulk of it away, and people really liked it.
Right.
They really enjoyed it, and they appreciated it. So that was fun. So I'll be doing that again. Yeah, but you know, I get to eat it first. And something that came and with respect to that, and the last subject I'm going to bring up right now is the lack of insects. John Moore, for a couple of days last week, was talking with
right.
people all over the place about the insects essentially disappearing, which is true. Over the last 15 years where I am, we have had noticeably less insects. Flies are almost, I hate flies worse than anything. I don't know another vermin that will go sit on a toilet seat and then make a beeline for your sandwich. You're talking about something that I will kill with extreme prejudice. Haven't had nearly the I hate that. I haven't.
Yeah, electrocutes them. My daughter and my son-in-law, they got this tenant racket-looking thing.
Oh, yeah, racket, sure.
And they go around, right. and it's a game for them, man. They'll electrocute. Sometimes they'll get four or five with one swing.
I hope I killed her outside and not in your kitchen.
They're in the house.
What do you do? Leave the door open
around, and all of a sudden you hear bop, 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 you know, like a bug zapper.
Well, I hate to sound like a priss, but if a fly gets in the house, everything will stop till I get it, and I will. I'll find it in 1 or 2 minutes, and that'll be the end of that. We have these. Well, I know. What is it? OCD. We have these. Yeah. This lack of insects. We also have, problems with bees that aren't here, and of course the bees. That's the beginning of the food chain. Without pollinization, you don't really have anything.
Without the bees, we all starve. It's that simple.
Oh yeah. You know what the T-shirt said 20 years ago? The bees know. I'm thinking very seriously of putting in a beehive, a bee skep. They're not difficult to deal with. My son, who lives all the way down within 10 minutes of St. Louis University Hospital, which is practically the arch, his neighbors have two hives. The Italian brown bee, which is probably one of the most popular, is a very gentle bee. You can actually hold them in your hands, and they're so focused on finding pollen to turn into honey that they don't even recognize you as a problem. There are the African bees, which are better honey producers, but they're very aggressive, and I would not.
Well, you can have that mess.
Yes, exactly. If you're going to have grandkids around or something, I just highly suggest you don't do that. Just go ahead and use the gentle bees.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, and he's lucky because he's got a garden and he's got the bees right next door and he's got honeybees all over the place all the time. So of all the things that I'm doing, I'm thinking very seriously of putting in a beehive. And I think that will augment my gardening. You have the colony collapse disorder that you're going to have to watch for. A lot of people don't know where it's coming from, and there's been a lot of controversy, and some people say it's Monsanto and their aluminum, who knows, but it is something that you have to watch out for.
I've got a friend of mine, Rick, that's a professional beekeeper, and he's convinced that this colony collapse disorder is a virus. I'm not telling him he's wrong.
Right.
He knows, he does it for a living, so he's probably right. But he's convinced it's a virus.
Right, and that was a beekeeper, believe it or not. My wife works for a Jesuit high school. Well, they're Marianists, not really Jesuits, they're Marianists, but one of the brothers was the orchard master and the beekeeper, which was hilarious. The guy was like 85. I may have mentioned it before. Interesting man, wrote poetry, very quiet man. But he was also convinced it was a virus as well. And I guess if you get that, just kind of like Merrick's disease, which is a virus, I have to wonder, they say there's no cure for that, by the way, but I have to wonder, a virus can be killed with silver water. And so if you were to mix silver water with some syrup and put it outside the hive, I do wonder if you could straighten things up, and I wonder the same thing about the chickens. I don't know. In any case, it does.
Now that I can make my own, I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I think everybody should have the capacity to make their own silver. It's not an expensive or difficult process, and anybody can master it in very, very, very quickly. There's nothing to it at all.
I agree.
The only other thing that I would say, I you got a call right behind me?
No. In fact, is we're coming up on the last break right now, Rick.
Let me just suggest this real quick. I got a guy whose services I buy from time to time, and in order to help him out, I have worked out a situation where I pay him in silver. I will run up and grab some silver for him and pay him with that, so that he is more or less protected from the future. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. You got anybody out there you like? Try doing that for him. All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Survival Show here on RBN. I did receive an email from a Lou, and Lou, I'm not going to give your last name. He's a supporter of RBN, and he has a terrier that's developed a large sequential fat deposit under his neck. He said it's grown in the past year, small lemon, and doesn't seem to be causing his dog any kind of discomfort or anything, but he's wanting a non-invasive natural remedy on how to take care of this fatty deposit under his dog's neck. So if any of our listeners know how we can help him with this issue with his dog, that would be greatly appreciated. If not today, then maybe next week you guys could call in and give Lou some ideas on how he can help his dog make this deposit smaller under his dog's neck. So, Lou, hopefully our listeners are listening, and next week they'll call in and we'll touch again on the subject for you. And thank you for calling in. We also have one last caller, Nancy in California on line 9.
Yes, I just wanted to say I know some beekeepers as well, and they're convinced, not that it's a virus, they're convinced that it's actually the pesticides that are killing the bees.
Quite possible.
Yeah, I think it's very, very likely.
The only thing I have to say against this, against that idea, Nancy, now I'm not saying you're wrong. Believe me, I'm not. But what I'm thinking is this one friend of mine that keeps bees, there are no areas around his house that are sprayed, none. They don't even spray the roadways or power lines. And,
but he's still having the problem.
Well, chemtrails are another big possibility, which I've discussed with him. We just don't know. That's the biggest thing. We just don't know. And as you can imagine, a farmer out here, you know, when he loses a bunch of bees, he's got to concentrate on replacing that hive or hives, and he can't afford the, you know, the lab testing to find out.
Plus,
I'm not
saying
you won't.
You know,
we know that. Yeah, we know that this stuff will kill bees. These pesticides will kill bees. But I honestly believe there's something else at play also.
Well, if it's been spliced into the genetics of the plant, then it would be possible that it could be passed along and get into the wild plants and, you know, be there where you wouldn't realize it's there in the local plants.
Quite possible.
If there's a virus, it's the virus of the GMO spreading.
That could easily be. Very easily be.
All right.
And it could be that the virus itself is genetically modified, too.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Well, Lori, we've had a good show today. That about wraps it up. We don't have time for any more callers. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to invite again to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Take a look around. We're sure you can find something there you like. Lori, I guess next week when we start the show, we'll get on to the plants that repel mosquitoes you were talking about. Just didn't get to it today.
Yeah, we
all
can
right,
do
ladies
that.
And gentlemen.
Before we go, I do want to quickly just remind our listeners, if you know how we can help Lou with his dog and this fatty deposit under his dog's neck in a non-abrasive way, with a natural remedy, give us a call next week and let us know. We greatly appreciate it. So if any of you are vets out there that might be listening, you know, your calls could be appreciated too next week. Other than that, I'm Lori, and of course my other half is Tim, and we thank you guys for listening this weekend, and we hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be same time next weekend.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.